one of the things that the restorers and the guys doing the wood down in New Zealand are very keen to do is to make this project as accessible as to many of the British public or people around the world as well. We're not going to exclude anybody who wants to help. And one of the ways we're going to do that is by offering sort of like webcam seminars or video conference type facilities as well, so that people can see it. And so therefore we can touch people with how this project, how the airplane was built and how the technology was as well. So that kind of, and also it helps us tell the story as well of not only how this plane was constructed, but it also tells the story of the technology of the time. It also tells the story of our, the people, the British people were involved in producing the Mosquito. The Mosquito was, remember, it brought a lot of people back into the war effort using skills that were previously thought redundant. So these were their furniture makers, cabinet makers, piano makers, basically people with wood skills. You know, and again, de Havilland were very, very clever at pointing this out. You had a whole group of people there, skilled, that could be brought into wartime aircraft production and to release that burden on the sort of the more traditional metalworking. So we are not only just going to fly the aeroplane and display the air shows, we also, from the very beginning, through webcams and video conferencing, want to get people involved in telling that story. When she's back in the United Kingdom, again, we're going to operate many hangar tours and open, almost try and operate 365 days a year. This aeroplane is going to be there as well to tell the stories of ground crew, production people, as well as the air crew and the exploits that happened during World War II. And these things are important because I think when we remember our heritage, it remembers and shapes why we are today in the world, why we stand up today to tyranny today, for example. And another way that we're going to remember people is operate the aircraft very similarly to the way that the BBMF does today. We have many plans to repaint and do some, I'll use the phrase spanner engineering, to represent different Mosquito types that were operated during World War II. And this way, we can tell us the story of many individual crews and individual people that made it, you know, the success that it was. And that brings the story of our forefathers back into the public eye today as well. So, you know, we really have got some ambitious plans to make this a very well-used aeroplane. And we also, therefore, have to have a very strong engineering plan and spares network as well, which we've got good plans for.